Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, usually we don't go on the air on Minnesota Reads and talk about books that you cannot actually read yet, but these are odd times, and odd times call for odd people. I mean, Shannon Lang joins us on the phone this morning, the director of partnership development at Equilibrium 3. Are you even still talking to me after that introduction?
You just made my whole day.
I'm ashamed of myself. Not really.
Not really, no.
So I just love the way our community, obviously communities, of course, all across the country, but I just love the way that the people that think outside the box and the people that like to move and groove and make things happen are just moving and grooving and making things happen for their community right now. Times are tough, and there are people that sit on the couch and eat chocolate and are sad. And then there are other people who get out and make things happen. And my goal is someday to be more like those people. Tom Hansen is one of those people, local businessman, the Duluth Grill, OMC, barbecue. He's got so many businesses, I'm having a hard time keeping track of it. So the coronavirus shuts down the city over the course of about a week or so, and Tom Hansen says, I have an idea. Shannon, you pick up the story from there.
Yeah, you know, Tom is really great about, you know, he kind of sits back and looks at the situation. He looks at it a little bit sideways in a very good way, and that's one thing that I think maybe our organization and he have in common. And so we were able to partner with him on this project a little bit as a nonprofit partner. One of his quotes is, you can do nothing or go and do something big, and this is the something big. OMC, the long-awaited, I should say, OMC cookbook that people have been pestering him about, probably, I'm guessing, since the second day OMC was open, he's been so busy. He's been working on it in bits and pieces over the year, the last few years. This is giving this would be, you know, a silver lining, or as sometimes I say, the tin lining to this these odd times, is that it's affording people a little bit of time to finish and do things that they have not had time to set aside to do before now. So taking that into consideration, along with looking at the needs of the neighborhood and trying to get people back to work, kind of put all that together and came up with this idea for connecting the OMC cookbook rollout to some Lincoln Park funding sources. So, that's the very long explanation.
Well, he thought about it, and he'd been hassled about it in a benevolent way, of course, you know, the way that you jump up and down and tug on somebody's sleeve and say, when is a cookbook coming out? But he actually got a hold of the author and said, hey, you're going to do this now, right? We're going to do this thing. And just sort of went, boom, now's the time. Let's make it happen. When you've got a neighborhood like Lincoln Park, where there's been this concerted effort over a number of years to develop and offer opportunities to small businesses, one or two person shops, or, you know, maybe somebody's, you know, really just going mad and they can hire three or four people. But you've got a lot of small businesses, a lot of small employers in that area, and the area is undergoing growth and it's wonderful. But when all of those places and people are suddenly shut down, what's that been like for your people as you've been working from home from roughly 5 a.m. until like 9 p.m. for the last week and a half, connecting people, answering questions? What are people going through in that neighborhood right now?
Well, just looking at Lincoln Park as a whole, a neighborhood has had many challenges over the years, both on the resident and the business side. So I would say that, and in the most honored way possible, to say that, you know, this is a neighborhood that has learned and had to learn resilience over decades. And our entrepreneurs are no different. They've taken on old buildings and come across surprises when they've opened up walls, and have made a lot of personal sacrifice, sweat equity, and dollars into the neighborhood. Our organization has been in Lincoln Park for about 10 years, and watching what, you know, just what street traffic has looked like, you know, people walking around, riding their bikes and driving through the area, watching it from being a pretty, you know, quiet-ish neighborhood to really busy with all of these new businesses opening up, back to almost a ghost town scenario where it's really, really quiet. It's a little unnerving and this is true in other business districts in our city as well. It's not unique to Lincoln Park, but it's odd to see it, back to, you know, closer to what it was 5 years ago than it, and it really underscores how much change there has been. And I know we have a lot of entrepreneurs who are just dying to get back to work and get their people back to work. And this is just one way that can be done, to help have that be done.
One of the lovely things about a group of people that are young enough, optimistic enough, foolhardy enough, you know, to take on the challenge of these new buildings in particular. Yes, I'm talking to you, Brian French, who with Tim Bates pretty much rehabbed the Duluth Folk School from scratch by himself, and then went home and worked on his house. Go figure. But people that have this energy and this enthusiasm and this commitment, and I'm pretty sure, thinking of the handful of business owners that I know a little or have met, that these people are not, even though they want to be back at work or they want to employ their people, they're not just sitting around twiddling their thumbs and going, gosh, I wonder what I'll do until the business opens. Chances are they're probably sitting behind their keyboards up to something. Do we know what?
Well, we know some. Eagle of Room 3 is the home of Main Street, Lincoln Park. And so our organization does neighborhood work with residents as well as with the businesses through the Main Street work. And so we have been convening our committees to talk about, you know, how our promotion is going to be from a neighborhood point of view. Individual businesses have all been looking at their individual situations, and some have gone to delivery and curbside pickup. Some have gone to make the tough decision to close and are figuring out what how they're going to open things back up again and what that might look like. In the case of the cookbook, Tom contacted Robert Lillegard, who is the author of his previous cookbooks, and talked to JS Print Group, another Lincoln Park business, about printing and how that could all look, and then spoke to us about how the funding package can go together. So when somebody goes to the Indiegogo site and makes a purchase, they can choose to purchase just the cookbook alone, and that's $25, and that is just straight up like you're buying a cookbook from OMC directly. The other option is the Lift Lincoln Park OMC cookbook combo, and that's the $50, and the $25 goes to Duluth Grill for the cookbook, the Duluth Grill family of restaurants for the cookbook, and then then the remainder of the $25 is $15 gift card, and you get to choose that to a Lincoln Park business. And so that funding, that, you know, those, the purchase of those gift cards then helps those businesses. And then $10 goes to the Lifting Lincoln Park fund. And that's the fund that we are managing and will be using to, you know, for a variety of Lincoln Park projects. And, you know, of course, that all depends on how much ends up in that fund. So that's kind of how it all lays out. And that's, you know, that's what Tom is working on. And so, like you said, our businesses are all sort of looking at what's happening right now, what can I do, what would I like to do, and using this time wisely to do those things.
Well, just pass along to Tom that the quicker he can get this cookbook finished, people have got time to cook now. We're talking a lot about cooking more than we have, because people have time to cook. Maybe they've always wanted to. Maybe they used to cook meals and then they got really busy and now they've got time to do it again. Maybe they're learning to cook and they're experimenting a little bit. That was something that was maybe on their list and they've maybe got a little time to do that sort of thing now. I'm just saying that now is the time when we need another gosh darn good cookbook, perhaps more than ever.
Sadly, this is going to have to be one of those things that your mouth is going to need to water for a few months, because it does need to get put together and edited and all of that sort of thing. So they're looking to have that out by September. And so your mouth will have to water for it a little bit, but it'll just make it all the tastier once you get it.
Well, and of course, if you are a KUMD member and maybe you took advantage of one of the Duluth Grill cookbooks, fish that out from the back of the shelf and see what you can find that will kind of whet your appetite for what's going on in the fall. And in the fall, all of this, let us hope, will be a complicated memory. Shannon, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. I love talking about any kind of books, and this is the best of all possible books. It involves food, and it involves helping the community, and it doesn't really get much better than that.
It sure doesn't. And I will say, I did email you the link.
Yep, we'll get that up on our web post.
And I also, I would be remiss if I did not say that we recognize that there are folks out there who are not in a position to make these kinds of donations. So we understand and we get it. But if you are able to spread the word amongst your friend groups, that helps as well. So thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you to the Duluth community. And thanks to OMC, because our mouths are already watering for this book.
No kidding. All right. Thanks a million, Shannon.
You bet.
Shannon Lang this morning is the Director of Partnership Development with Equilibrium 3, and the OMC Smokehouse Cookbook is going to be rolled out. And if you want to put your name down for an advance copy, and you'll also be helping the Lincoln Park neighborhood at the same time. We've got more details and the links that will go up on our website shortly. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.